FNC's Wallace on Biden election deniers, "I don't, frankly, want to hear their crap." By Pam Key on September 9, 2021. Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace said Wednesday on CBS's The Late Show that he does not have people on his show who were the leaders in the Congress of challenging that President Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 presidential race. Host Stephen Colbert asked, "I'm wondering whether you and your fellow Sunday morning guys out there who are doing the Sunday shows talking about the week, if you ever feel like you shouldn't have on people who have the irrational belief that the last election was stolen." Wallace said, "I have never seen this. I've seen a lot. I've been in Washington 40 years, so I've seen a lot of bad stuff, but nothing like this." He continued, "Someone would say to me, well, are they delusional? Maybe some of them are. What's worse, I think more of them have cynically decided because of the Trump base because they don't want to get crosswise with the former president. They're going to say something they know is not true. Now, I don't believe that you just sit there and say, I'm not going to have them on. But if I'm going to have them on, I'm going to hold them to account over and over about this election. I've said this to many of them, is Joe Biden the duly elected president of the United States? And they'll say, well, he's the president. And I said, no, no, was he elected fair and square? We go back on this, and I don't let it pass." Colbert asked, "Does it worry you that you give legitimacy to people who have abdicated all public responsibility?" Wallace replied, "There are plenty of people who are the leaders in the Congress of challenging it that I just have not had on the show ever since then. And have purposefully not had on the show, because I don't frankly want to hear their crap. But having said that, there are some leaders that you have to ask them questions. There are people in leadership in the Senate. And I won't let them come on without putting them through the ringer." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.